Wasn't there like a study done in that building where we had a pamphlet? It was like a Bible.
I'd have to look.
Or my, like,
I don't remember even discussing that. That was, you know, maybe just a tale.
Was it your first time you worked for the Talmud?
It might have been that far.
But again,
I remember something.
So it would be the beginning. The other one I didn't really, I guess we'll have to wait on the one, I think, because I didn't really get too much further with
that.
I meant to do that, it just lost my time.
I mean, that sound was pretty reasonable to me, considering just to get a snap and boat cover is $1,200.
Right. So I don't believe it's going to be much different in pricing, but I just don't. I mean, I want to, you know, just really take another look at it. So we can really make. You know,
is it being embroidered? Is that why it's more expensive?
I just think that no. It's just.
The fact that they're taking the entire structure off the building and remanufacturing the entire thing.
Right. The framework, they back on clips or on screws, and then they got to bring that over to the facility with their truck that's like six. So Bruce said, maybe we can bring it. That thing is like 16 feet long. We're not taking that anymore because we don't have the equipment. I'll just follow up that a little bit more. We can address that probably next meeting. And Ricky Kramer Field, the
fence is down.
90% of the fence is down. A little bit left field, but they did a really good. Three guys out there today. Yep. Did a great job, and it's obviously appreciated. So we're a little bit more, we can move forward with Ricky Kramer. Just really working with Bart and the Judas a little bit, because we did get an update on it. Everything's good at the landfill, but that we're getting closer and closer to that. So I want to see what the determinations are on that, like the leach head, and just get some opinions on what should happen next. Again, it's a couple of years down the road, but everything's great.
We're not doing this next year.
Right. So, we're trying to monitor, what's the volume?
You saw the number, beyond the tree, going up, not down.
That's right. So, going to raise.
So, right. And I don't really know how that correlates to that, because I think if it rains heavy, we're going to have more runoff and we're going to have more leach at, so I don't really, again, that's an engineer's question, but they requested that information, so I'm going to send it. I think probably more importantly, what's the testing like of the water? But they felt they looked fairly, they looked pretty good. I mean, just a perimeter on the gas is probably, if there was an issue, that's not an issue, but that's probably, anything was would be flat, which it's not, that would be.
Yeah, and then would they come back in X amount of years and test the water again? Is it like a continual thing?
Right, and that's what so can we get on a 5-year schedule with the, so those are the things, those questions are what needs to be answered. So
yeah. And then if it fails 5 years down the road, we have to hold this stuff out again. We need to make sure the money's still there to pay for it.
Right, and that's where we got to kind of get our partners together and see what the right thing to do is, because
I think we just leave that money sitting there.
That's the game plan, if we can. I think that's obviously the right thing to do. Because once the partners don't have it, it's always it's a little bit
difficult.
It's right, and it's going to be hard. And that's pretty much all I got.
Web jogger.
Yeah. Let's talk about it. Sorry about that, guys.
Did
you appreciate this. Yeah. So. Stayed with it last year. We can stay with it. I mean, they're obviously WebJogger would like us to be in another product. It's a little easier for them to transition us over in the event that we have a problem, because it's a little bit more cloud based. So they are highly recommending we make the move. Again, do we have to? No. But again, the other one, if we want to renew the license, Sean still felt it would be about $1,000, but one of our pieces of equipment up there is over at 5 years old. So right now, when Southern Warranty, if he needs a part, he calls up Dell and they overnight the part. Once it's out of that warranty, then if something went wrong and we had to wait for parts, it could really start to compound our problems if that were to happen. And again, you guys are more tech, you understand what I'm saying more than me, but So I guess we could still stay where we are, spend that money on the old backup program, but then we're looking at $200 to $3,500 to do the hardware aspect of that.
Yeah, I think it makes more sense to go to the cloud-based
solution. I was interested last year when they were here explaining it to us, and the downtime was, what, 24 hours or something? They guaranteed that we would be back up and running if something happens here.
I mean, I don't like to recur and stuff, but I mean, we're in a little different spot this year with the past the COVID. I mean, yeah. You know, I think we're doing considerably better. Yeah. You know,
it's what's our mileage
basically.
Right. I mean, the big thing is it's reoccurring. I mean, right. I mean, the other one, if it's worth $3,500,
yeah.
I think the bigger decision is we only have 6 months necessarily to back up now. So do you really want to, do you want to save that $50 or $600 a year? You're only going with a 6 month backup or a year's worth of data, or, you know, infinite if you go for the $298 on top.
Some of our data has to be, but it has to be
for some of the data has to be.
Mm-hmm. Right, the
and
stuff.
That all follows under the retention and things like that. And they work really well.
I mean, if we mm-hmm. don't, I'm sure we could always downgrade from the $298 to the, you know, it's $600 more. I mean,
I personally think it's worth it.
Okay. So if that's the case, then we're looking at.
We haven't spent much out of our technology line this year.
Right. And the other one I'm asking for, which we're getting a quote, is for the senior center,
those computers.
I mean, the one and the other, I looked at it, it's got Windows 8 on it.
I tried getting that Mac working the other day.
It's nice when they hand stuff down, but yeah. There's probably a reason for it.
No, I mean,
if there was a play card games on it off the internet,
we didn't get quotes back for that, yeah.
For a senior center?
For
I mean, even like that, I mean, that might be a little different than we can discuss it when we see the pricing on it. I mean, if it's only a 7-hour machine.
For what?
For what they need up there?
CPU.
Yeah. We don't need a monitor. They have monitors up there.
I'm not worried about a warranty if it went. You know, you're not going to spill on it. It's not like a monitor.
Well, everything has. We have it. They have a recommended replacement system for us. Is that in the next patch?
I'm sure. We're behind in that, though.
And this is becoming, I don't want to say urgent because Jamie doesn't really need it for a lot because she's got other ways of doing her with posters and it, but it's become frustrating to me to a point, and it's extremely frustrating to Kirsten probably and Jamie because then she's having difficulties punching in from Time Clocks Plus. So most every day that doesn't work. And then if she wants to email her, carry over to tell her. That just, so it's, you know, it's hard even to get the whole thing up. So, once that comes in, I'll bring it up at next meeting. I'd like to, you know.
Yeah, they're supposed to, we have a list.
Right. But this one's important. So, let's get back to this one. So, it's $298 a month, and I've got that, right? That's probably $3,500.
So $3,576.
Is it $3,803 or something like that? The whole package. But anyway.
The $298?
$3,576. And then we got to put another, the other $900 was $23 to that. Can't believe I don't have that total. $3,576. Then we got to add, looks like $9.
Well, once I got the
$44.99. Let's make a motion.
Well, we're approving to enter a contract for $35.96. That's the 12-month subscription.
And
the other one is purchasing of equipment for 12.
Right, for $923.
Correct.
So we need two motions?
No, we're just going to break it out in one motion.
We're going to break it out. So right, exactly.
Motion.
Motion by Garrett. Second. You ready, Patrick?
Yep.
Second. Patrick, said Patrick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion.
I don't know if there's going to be any downtime, but we should have Sean reach out to Lindsay and Kirsten or anybody else in the film if it's going to affect them.
Yeah.
They do it off hours or whatever.
They're normally very, very good about doing all of their updates when we're not here, so or over the weekend.
Right. And that's a better price because they actually changed it a month before that. They had another company that was doing their backup work, and they started, you know, liking this company better. So this actually came in maybe $1,000 cheaper than. maybe they're very responsive. They're good people. So thanks for reminding me about the road yard or something. I think I would have forgotten all about that. Anything else that we want to have a discussion about tonight? Or?
We applied for the grant for the comp plan, right?
Yes.
Do we know when that's going to be? Is it in December with all the rest of them?
I can follow up with Kevin on that. But we definitely, we authorized.
That's through Delaware?
Through Delaware.
All right. I'll see now tomorrow. I don't know.
I don't know if I have one tomorrow. But Kevin was the one that I was working with. I'll have to probably through Mary Beth. But we... I mean, the other ones, I mean, that's going to be November, the Greater New York ones. I mean, that's...
That's what we need, right? No.
Yes, we do.
Oh, yeah.
That's what, but what are we doing about the other 610,000? The bridge at Pembroke?
That's we did bridge. Yeah, that's
our... But that also qualifies for FEMA.
Right.
Right, we applied to that through the county, through Dan King and those guys up there. We had a price, and then that's actually high, that's higher, so... Highway Superintendent Beers submitted that paperwork.
Right, so that's all the works to.
Right. If, and again, that's on the state level, and then we'll have to see what happens with the numbers on Long Island. I guess we'll have to get that number up or we qualify for feeding on Pembroke, Pennsylvania.
Well, from my understanding, Route Green County is 193,000. Yeah, that was a special.
We've been doing that a while, and some. But again, it would be nice to get a couple of those grants from New York. As they can look at Game Farm Road.
Yeah.
We should apply for more infrastructure.
Any further discussions?
Yeah. Is there a time frame where we have to come up with a plan for the COVID money?
From Digitech, which I have followed, and we have a lot of data to help us figure out our real losses so we can take that money out. But I mean, there's like, I haven't done that, but it's like six attachments. But you know, we're working with to find out, you know, to really get a hard number on our losses, and then we can take that off the top. And I don't know, and I'll be able to look into it with our account as well. It's like, you know, core revenue losses. I mean, I, you know, what qualifies?
What actually qualifies?
I mean, I know the other stuff does for sure, meaning the ambulance revenues, but yeah, we start thinking about all that. And then we want to wait until after the budget for the other public hearing and stuff like that. Okay. Any further, anything, Liz, that you think we need to discuss or want us to have a discussion? Need a motion?
Motion
by Jared. Seconded by Patrick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against?